Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apree Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Embrace Today. I am your host, Apree Curry, and this morning we are going to conclude the series, Just Wait, This Is Only the Setup. This month we have been going through some biblical principles and getting insight from the Holy Spirit as to where we are in this season in our lives. The Lord has been speaking some wisdom to us in this season, this in-between season, the season where He has begun stretching us, He has begun shifting us, He has begun to expand us, and the Lord has been giving us some wisdom and insight on some things that we need to do and not to do as we are in this setup season. It's interesting because in the past month, I have been feeling a shift, a spiritual shift, a shift to where God has shifted. It's not anything that we could have done, but God has done a spiritual shift, and He has begun to take people and prepare them and set them up for the door that He is getting ready to walk them into. It's interesting because when the Lord shifts you, there's no comparison to it. You can't compare it to anything else. You know that it's the Lord. You know that it's no one but Him. You know that He set it up. It's a fact. There's nothing that you have to question about it. But there has been a shift in the spiritual realm where God is preparing His people to do what He has called for them to do. The shift has been so strong. The shift has been so strong. And it's not only in adults, but the Lord has begun to shift His young adults. He has begun to shift His children. There has been a mighty shift in the spiritual realm that the Lord has done. And it is getting ready to prepare us to walk into this next door. So as we have been in this series on Just Wait, This Is Only the Setup, we have been blessed. We have been more than blessed. The Lord has, He has placed us in situations and given us opportunities that we have never had before. He has connected us with people that we never thought that we would connect with, or that we never thought that we would be able to connect with. But when God sets it up, He sets it up. And just wait. When you think that it, you think that it's good, now just wait and see what the Lord is getting ready to do in your life. And so this month we have been talking about those spiritual insights, those biblical insights, those things that's happening and that's going on in our lives, and giving us some wisdom on some things that we should do to prepare us while we are in that setup season. God is getting ready to push you into the door that He has for you. He has equipped you. He has prepared you. There is nothing or no one that can stop you but you. You have to be ready to walk into the assignment that God has prepared you for. He has been molding you, and He has preparing you for years. God did not just start this thing this month. He's been preparing you. He has been preparing you from your job. He has been preparing you from your home. He has been preparing you from school. He has been preparing you from church. The Lord has been preparing you. Everything that you have been through, everything that you have been through over the years has been to prepare you for your purpose. Your purpose has been prepared for you prior to you even thinking about your purpose. The Lord had to prepare you. Now, your purpose is waiting on you. It's waiting on you to be ready to walk into it and do what God has called for you to do. And so this month, we have been on the series, the topic, Just Wait, This Is Only the Setup. Doors have been open, but you have not even began to see what doors will be open for you to give God the glory that is due Him. The assignment and the assignment and the purpose that God has for us is for Him to receive the glory on this earth. And what God is getting ready to do, this shift that he has done, it is for the world to be able to see his glory. It is not for us to receive the glory. It is not for us to receive any fame, but it is for God to receive the glory in this earth. And so this morning, we are going to conclude with this series on Just Wait. This is only the setup. 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 This is only the place to where you are getting prepared to walk into it. And so I ask you the question, will you be bold enough to walk into what God has for you? He has prepared you. There has been a shift in the physical realm as well as the spiritual realm. There has been some distractions that have come up. There has been a hindrance. There has been a roadblock, per se, that has come up, and some of us have gotten discouraged. But the Lord is saying, do not be discouraged. You have to go through the process. I have set this up for you. I already know what I'm doing. I have given you my word. I need you to trust me. Now, will you just wait and wait for me to prepare you to walk into that door? Wait for me to give you that nudge and tell you your time is now. Wait for me to give you that nudge to tell you you are released to do what I have called for you to do in this season. Will you be prepared? Will you walk through that door? Will you allow fear to hinder you? Will you allow discouragement to hinder you? Will you be able to go through the entire process that the Lord has set you up for, the process that the Lord is taking you through? Will you be able to go through your process and silence the voices that are trying to distract you? Will you be able to go through your process and stay focused on the Lord as you are receiving compliments? Will you be able to still give God the glory for what you are doing? Will you be able to stay focused on God and Him preparing you and Him equipping you and Him gifting you for this as you are going through and as He is elevating you? Will you still be able to stay focused on God? We have to get to the place to where we are staying focused on God so that we can continually walk forward into what He is getting ready to do in our lives. This is so exciting because God, He has set this thing up so well. I write the sermons in advance. That's one of the things that I got from my pastor, but I've written them in advance. And so as I was preparing these back then, I was kind of looking like, well, what's going on? You know, what's really going on? And as it's coming, as it's unfolding and coming to fruition, I can't help but to thank God, because when I see people opening up and walking into what God is calling them to do, and they're stepping out of their comfort zone and they're allowing the Holy Spirit to stretch them, and they have that holy boldness, they're binding that spirit of fear that has been oppressing them. They are binding that discouragement that has been oppressing them. It's nothing but the Holy Spirit that is doing this great work. And so I'm so excited that God is getting ready to move you. He is getting ready to push you. He is getting ready to stretch you even further. God is getting ready to push you into what He has for you to do. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited because God's glory needs to be seen on this earth. There are people that are thirsting to know Jesus. There are people that have never even heard of Jesus. There are people that are longing for you. They are longing for the very assignment that the Lord has for you. There are people that are longing for that. They're longing for what God has placed within you. And so it has to be you that give it to them. And so I'm excited that God is getting ready to stretch you. He is getting ready to push you. He is getting ready to release you into what He has for you to do. And so this morning we are going to be concluding Just Wait. This is only the setup. We are going to be concluding in chapter 3 of Ruth, verses 16 through 18. Last week, we talked about two key things that I want to remind us of. As we are going through this season and as we are going into what God has for us, number one, we need to acknowledge that some things are private. That is something that we have to remember. That is something that we have to carry with us each and every day of our lives. Some things are private. Everything is not meant for us to share. It is not meant for everyone to know what God is doing in your life. Now, I'm not saying that you have to walk around wrapped in a little bubble or wrapped in saran wrap. Some things are private. Some things are just between you and God. It's not meant for everybody to know. And then also acknowledge that your covering will provide. The Holy Spirit is with you. God is with you. And so when He has equipped you, He has prepared you, He has sent you, He is with you, and He will provide for you. So regardless of what it looks like, regardless of how it sounds, regardless of what people are saying, your covering has sent you, He has prepared you, and He will provide for you. And so those are two things that we want to hold on to dearly. We want to make sure that we know that we can't share everything and that God is sending us. He will prepare us. He will provide for us. Those are the two things that we need to hold on to. And so in verse 16 and 17, it says, when Ruth came to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, how did it go, my daughter? Then she told her everything Boaz had done for her and added, he gave me these 6 measures of barley, saying, don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed. And so when we are in that just wait season, we have to, number one, acknowledge what we have. Sometimes we are more focused on the future that we are not acknowledging what we have today. We are not embracing what we have today. We have to understand that Ruth, she has that connection with Boaz. That's number one. She had a commitment from Boaz, and then he also gave her provision. We must understand that when we are going through these seasons and these different times where the Lord is taking us and stretching us, and we also must recognize that the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us, so he's always with us. But we have that connection with him, and there's a connection that can't be broken only by us. And so when we acknowledge that we have that connection, we are able to be connected to the Holy Spirit that is within us. The Holy Spirit that is within us is connected to us and will lead us and will guide us and will lead us in all truth. And we have in his word that he will never leave us nor forsake us, so we know that he's not going anywhere. And we also must understand that because we are in his will and under his covering, that he will continue to provide for us. And so let me take it a step further. What God has given you, he has, number one, connected with you. He has prepared you. He has equipped you. He has stretched you. He is getting ready to push you. Number one, you have the connection. You have his word because he has called you. He has placed you in this season. He has prepared you. He has equipped you. He is pushing you. You have his commitment because it's in his word. He has spoken to you. He has gave you revelation through his word. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. God said he will go before you. You must be strong and you must be courageous. He will provide you with everything you need. You must embrace the fact that he has already provided you with everything that you needed up until this day. He has kept his word up until this day. He has been connected with you up until this day. And so we must embrace the fact that what we have today is great. We cannot override and overstep what God has done for us today, continually looking into the future. We have to embrace where he has brought us from, what he has done for us, and then we can also celebrate what he will do. So Ruth, she had not become married with Boaz yet. Yet in this fact, she was still not knowing if it would have been Boaz or if it would have been the closer relative. And so she acknowledged what she had. She acknowledged that word that she got from him. She did not go back discouraged because she knew one way or another that she was going to be provided for. But not thinking about the future, she embraced what had already happened, and she shared that with her mother-in-law, the person that was giving her the wisdom during this time. And so we have to embrace the fact that our connections will help us, our connections will encourage us, our connections will motivate us. God has given us some people in our lives to help us to stay motivated, to lead us, to guide us, to give us wisdom. And we have to embrace those people that the Lord has given us. Because if we can't embrace these people, then how are we going to embrace the ones that's next? God has given, he had given her Naomi to give her wisdom. Naomi knew she can only go so far. Boaz stepped in and provided her with the rest that she needs. And so we have to get to the place to where we are acknowledging what we have in this season. We have to acknowledge what we have. We can't be so focused on the future that we are neglecting what we have now. He not only gave her his word, he not only was connected to her, but he also gave her provision. He told her not to go back empty-handed. The Lord has continued to bless us. He has continued to fill us with his wisdom. He has continued to fill us with his power. He has continued to fill us with the things that we need for this life. He has continued to give us and provide for us. He has not left us empty-handed. At times, we have been overflowing. And so we must acknowledge what we have. We must acknowledge that the Lord has not left us. Even in those times when we have left him, we must acknowledge that he did not leave us. And so we must get to the point to where we are acknowledging God for what we have now, where we are celebrating what he has given us now. The Lord has chosen us. He has chosen you. He has prepared you. We ought to thank God for each and every obstacle that we have been through. because if it wasn't for the obstacles, we wouldn't have what we have today. And so we have to embrace the connection. We have to embrace the word, and we have to embrace the provision that God has for us today. We have to embrace God and celebrate what he has done for us. We have to embrace his love. We have to embrace the very fact that he was still there for us when we have left him. And so we cannot forget what we have now, focusing on the future. But we have to embrace what the Lord has given us for today. And it's interesting that she went back to Naomi. Naomi wanted to know what happened. And so she went to let Boaz know that she wanted him to be her kinsman redeemer. So Naomi, she didn't know what the results were going to be. But Ruth did not go back discouraged. She did not go back discouraged. She told her everything that had happened and then said, and look, he even gave me this barley and told me not to go back empty-handed. Sometimes we go to God and there's an obstacle or there's a hold on, wait a minute, or it seems to be a roadblock and it seems that things are not going to go our way, and so we become discouraged. But Ruth, she stayed focused on the assignment. She did not become discouraged. She gave her mother-in-law everything that happened, but she stayed focused. She stayed focused. We cannot lose focus when things come up. We have to acknowledge what we have. Even if it looks like we're not going to get what we want or what we think we need, we have to stay focused on what the Lord has told us. We have to stay focused on the word that he has given us. We have to stay focused that we are still able to be connected to him. We have to stay focused that he is still providing for us. And so we have to acknowledge what we have. We have to acknowledge what we have. We have to acknowledge that this is not it. This is only part of the process. This is the setup. And so we must acknowledge what we have. Some of us are overriding what we have because we're too busy looking towards what we want. And when we get to the fact to where we can embrace what God has already given us, what he has already done for us, and then we will be able to step into that next hurdle. But God has prepared for us. And so we must praise him and what he has already done. But again, I tell you, this is only the setup. This is only the setup. More is coming. More is coming. More is coming. But you first must acknowledge what you have. And so let's look at verse 18. It says, and this is my favorite. Then Naomi said, "Wait, my daughter, until you find out what happened. For the man will not rest until the matter is settled today." And so when we are waiting and in that setup season, we, number one, must acknowledge what we have, but then we must just wait. You know, we cannot rush God. There are times in our life where we want to rush God, but we can't. And so we must just wait. We have to wait and watch God work. Now, let me explain what this waiting is. This waiting is just not sitting back relaxing. But this waiting is waiting with expectation, persevering, and continuing to do the work that God has already called you to do, continuing to stay connected with him, continuing to believe the word that he has already given you. You are believing and waiting with confidence that his word will come to fruition. You are waiting while he is working. Ruth went back to her mother-in-law, and her mother-in-law told her to wait. In the previous verses, I believe it was in verse 15, Boaz had went back to the town. He was going to meet up with the kinsman redeemer. And so while she's waiting, he's working. And while we're waiting, God is working. There's just some things that we cannot do, so we must just wait. Naomi did not speak contrary to the word that Boaz had given Ruth. Naomi told her to wait. She said, "He will not rest until this matter is settled." And then she said, "Settled today." So Naomi had enough wisdom not to speak against the word that Boaz had given her. We need to connect with some people that will be able to pray for you and support you while you are waiting for God to do what he has called you to do. We don't need to connect with anybody that is going to give us a word contrary to what the Lord has already called for us and told us to do. We must watch and wait for God to do what he has called for us to do. We must continue to stay in his word and continue to be strengthened by his word and by his Holy Spirit as we are waiting for him to do what he already told us that he will do. We must must continue to prepare ourselves and equip ourselves and be ready to walk into that door, because we know that God has already given us a word on what he will do in our lives. And so we must just wait. Just wait on what God has told you he will do. Just wait and continue to stay in that word. Continue to stay in connection with him, because there is nothing that no one can do to speed God's process up. And so we must just wait, just wait, just wait, just wait, just wait and watch God work. Just wait and watch those doors open. Just wait and watch the provision just come. Just wait and watch everything that everyone says you couldn't do. Just wait and watch that God will do it through you. We must get to the point to where we are able to wait on God and wait and let him do what he has called for us to do. We are not God. We cannot fix things up and say that they are from God when we know in very fact they are not. We must wait and watch God open those doors. We must wait and watch God give us that provision. We must wait and watch God's word come to fruition. We must wait and watch the word unfold. We must wait and watch for his faithfulness to continue. We must wait so that we can show him that, God, I trust you. You have given me your word. I believe you. And so I am sitting here with expectation, believing that you are going to do what you said you will do. But in the meantime, I'm going to do the last thing that you told me to do, because I'm not just going to sit here stagnant, but God, I am going to continue to stay connected with you and with your people, God. I am going to be ready when you open that door, because I am waiting with expectation. I know you have prepared me, God. I am just waiting on you. And so some of us need to get to the point to where we are acknowledging and telling God, I'm waiting on you. I cannot do this. I cannot open the door no faster. And if I can, it is a door that I don't need to go through. God, I am believing you. I am believing what you have already told me. I'm willing to watch you work in my life, but I understand that I must wait. I must understand that there's just something that you have to do. I understand that there's that behind-the-scenes work that must take place. I understand that I am not God. I understand, Lord, that your word will come true. I am expecting what you told me to do. I am expecting what you told me that it will come to fruition. I am expecting your word to come back as you have said that it will come back. Your word says that your word will not come back void. And so I'm trusting and standing on your word and believing. Your word says that I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. So even when what you have spoken to me, it seems that I am not qualified. It seems that I am not trained enough. I don't have enough education. I don't have the finances. I don't have the support. But because you gave me that word, Lord, I am standing with confidence on the word that you have given me, Lord. I am not allowing pride to sneak in, Lord. I am not allowing fear to sneak in, but I am allowing your spirit, Lord, to comfort me, to guide me, to lead me. I am allowing your spirit to take control. Lord, I am waiting on you. I cannot do this without you. I cannot function in this season without you. I couldn't function in last season without you. And I definitely can't focus on the next level without you. Lord, I don't want to do this without you. I need you. And so we must get to that place, to where we are not driving ourselves, but that we are waiting on God, that we are watching him work. Sometimes we just got to sit back and watch God work. There are some things that Naomi couldn't do for Ruth. But Naomi knew where to connect Ruth. There are some people in your life that they can't do the thing that you need them to do. But they know how to connect you with the person that does. That's why it's very important for you to be connected to the right people. You can't just connect with people that you want to connect with. We have to be connected to the people that God has for us to connect with. Naomi knew back in chapter 2 that there were things that she couldn't do for Ruth. But she knew the culture. She knew what to do. She knew how to set that thing up for her. And sometimes we begin to look at the people that God has placed in our lives, and we begin to look at them as just mere men, which they are. But the Lord uses them just like he used you. We can't get to the point to where we think that God is only using us, and we want to be fault finders with other people. But God has placed people in your life to help you, to assist you, to set things up for you, to connect you with those people that you need to be connected with. God has placed people in your life for a particular reason. Allow them to function that way. Had Ruth got to Bethlehem and disconnected from Naomi, would she have ever met Boaz? These are some things we need to ask ourselves. Are you connected to who God has you connected with? Are you acknowledging what you have in the mentors that God has connected you with? Are you acknowledging what you have for the people that the Lord is sending you to give words to, sending words to you? Are you acknowledging that? We must understand that it's important. It's so important that we are connected to the right people. So important. And let me say this too, just because the Lord, somebody can't provide a particular thing for you doesn't mean that you begin to look down on them. If God is stretching you higher and higher, and the person that God had mentoring you in your life, just because they can't provide a particular thing to you now, doesn't mean that you begin to look down on them like you are high and mighty. You don't do that. We have to get to the place to where we are acknowledging what we have, and when we are waiting on God to work. When we are waiting on God to work, we will acknowledge those people that he are sending. It wouldn't be questionable. And a lot of times it's questionable because we're out here trying to do our own thing, trying to pick and choose who we want to connect with or who we want to listen to, when God has already set it up. And some of our processes, some of that hurdle has been us shutting down who God has set us up with. But I can't stress it enough that Naomi did not speak contrary to the word that Boaz had given Ruth. It will be confirmation. It will be confirmation that you are where you are, that you're with who you're supposed to be with. And so while we are just waiting, and as we conclude this series, acknowledge what you have. Embrace it. Ruth acknowledged Naomi. She embraced Naomi. And she still had that connection and commitment with Boaz. And so I ask you this morning, are you acknowledging what you have? Are you acknowledging what the Lord has already given you? What the Lord has spoken to you? Are you acknowledging that connection that you have with him? And are you waiting on him, or are you trying to fix things up for yourself? Because, you know, when we fix things up for ourselves, we're not ready for it. When we're waiting on God, he's usually fixing us. But we will not know if we're continually trying to play God in our own lives. And so as we are concluding this series, just something to think about. Are you acknowledging what you have, and are you waiting on God? Because he'll do what he said he will do, but he's not going to force it. You have to be willing to go through the process that he has for you. And as we conclude, I want to just let you know that next month's series, we'll be starting a new series called This Is It. And we'll be in Ruth chapter 4. We'll conclude next month with the book of Ruth. And we've went through the whole book of Ruth. Let us pray. Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you for your word, your wisdom, and your way, God. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord, that continues to correct us, to convince us, Lord, to encourage us, oh God. I pray that you continue to strengthen us, continue to lead us and guide us, Lord. Continue to help us to be all that you have called for us to be, oh God. Lord, I pray that as you are preparing us to walk through this next door, oh God, I pray, God, that we continue to stay focused on you, God, so that you can get all the glory, Lord. I pray, oh God, but that we stay focused on you and understand that we are only who we are because of who you say we are, oh God. I pray that you continue to strengthen us, continue to lead us, continue to guide us, Lord, and continue to protect us. Lord, we need you, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.